Live from the spectacular Garden Roots in South Africa. We're streaming worldwide on eradiosa.com.
Just after 2 o'clock, and it's so nice to welcome back Travel Bug Rose to the airwaves for the very first time in 2021. Rose, a very good afternoon to you. How's it going?
It's going very well, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Happy New Year. It's a bit late now, but...
Happy New Year. Yeah, it's always good to have a new year. Well, let's see. For me, it's just one day on to the next at the moment. So, yeah. But hopefully it's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. Take it one day at a time, like that country song. It is. It's so true. How are you otherwise? How's Wilderness today?
Yeah, a couple of misty days around, nice and rain. So I do like the rain. It makes the forest, I've been in the forest for a couple of days, so it's been really nice. I've did a couple of earthing walks, which is one of the things that I do sometimes for people. So yeah. Oh, must I carry on? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been a good couple of days. Yeah, but as I said, I spent some time. I haven't been in the forest during season because of it being so busy. But I've spent yesterday I was at Jubilee Creek, and today I was at the Woodville Tree. So it's been very nice. Yeah.
Nice. And today very you good. Said nice. you specifically want to talk about the seven passes today.
Yeah, well, I think about this. I have spent a couple last couple of days in the forest area, and we know that the Seven Passes is actually one of the routes that people have been enjoying lately because of all the lockdown stuff. So, and we really like to encourage people to take the Seven Passes road because it's this nice and scenic route, and there's quite a lot of things to do on the Seven Passes outing day, especially if it's a little bit overcast and there's not much to, you know, not many places to go to entertain children and etc. So it could be slightly rainy sometimes or just overcast, and very interesting about the seven passes. Shall I just carry on because we're gonna have to keep this short and sweet?
Yes. I'm listening. I'm all ears, Rose.
Okay, so the seven passes road was, as we know, was built in goodness gracious, now I forgot. It was built finished in 1867, and it crosses 10 rivers and 7 gorges and is 75 kilometers long. And it's for some people, well, it's safe in some places, but the pass was started being built by Thomas Bain and his brother-in-law, which is Adam de Schmidt. But because of a little fallout, I think Adam de Schmidt is the person who actually finished the pass road. Ooh. And it was, funny enough, some people think it was started in George and finished in Eisner, but it was actually started in Eisner and finished in George.
Oh.
So the first part that they actually built was the Phantom Pass piece. And if you are crossing from Eisner White Bridge, you will see the first turn off to the right is a gravel road, which is the Phantom Pass. And Phantom Pass is named after the moth, as we know, the Phantom Moth. Mm. And on that little piece of pass, there's access to the Drift, which is the river. And you can go down there to have a swim if you wish to. And just a little bit further on, there's a little butchery, Charlton Butchery. So now I've forgotten the name, but there's a little butchery there that you can actually access, and it's got a little deli and it's got divine things. And that will take us up to the Renendal Road, and from there on the passes is tarred. And on a good day between Thursday and Saturday and Sunday, you can actually stop in at Totti's, which is a nice little stop. As we know, it's like a little country farm kitchen and with a lovely setting of historical stuff. And it will also, there's a little bit further on, is the turn off towards Bibby's Hook, which will take you into the Sandbox Houtveld area, which is where they found the first gold in South Africa.
Yeah.
And the remnants of the mine is still there, but it's not accessible at the moment. But you can visit Jubilee Creek, live little walk to the waterfall, or you can do the Circles in the Forest walk. And you can see the Dalia Matea big tree there. Then if you get back onto the passes, then you cross over the Humtini Pass. And Humtini is actually the Khoi word for difficult. And you can see why. It's quite a hectic pass that was built. Mm. That will take you over the first stone bridge. And the stone bridges were placed in, I think it was 1904. They were first timber bridges and they were replaced by stone bridges. Then you'll pass over, you'll cross over the Humtini River. It will wind up towards Barrington. And Barrington is an interesting place. There's Trees for Africa if you want to go and shop for trees. And also it's got the Garden Route Trail Park, which is owned by the Dormel family, or Rob Dormel. And if you've got a bicycle, it's a perfect place to get out your bicycle and to go and cycle some excellent single track routes in that little spot. Mm. Yeah, and from there on, you go over the Karatra River and you carry on winding your way through the passes. Then eventually you go over the Tow River, Wurgekraal first. You will also get to the little Karatra, which is the town, Karatra, the little town. Mm. It's an interesting little town because it was the place where they dumped all the woodcutters. Yeah. And when they took them out of the forest. So it's an interesting drive. If you go on that pass, just kind of turn right into Karatra and have a little drive through the town. It's quite big little houses. Some of them are pretty, some of them are not so pretty, but it's got some nice history in there as well. And then as you go along the passes, some beautiful scenic routes, and you will eventually come out at the top of the setting of Hookville area, which will take you down towards Hookville. Hookville is not on the Seven Passes, but it's a little bit off the Seven Passes Road. And that is really nice for a stopover for a good cup of coffee or a little luncheon, and enjoy some of the famous cheesecake in the area, you know. And they also say Hookville is what the town for the best of cook could be hook. So that's quite an
answer. Oh, dear. You said it.
If you go, I've been a little bit fast, but before you get to Hookville on the Seven Passes, you also get to the big Woodville tree, which is the sandpocks. Big tree, it's Nicoyella wood, over 800 years old. So you're welcome to. There's also a little circular route, which I actually did this morning. And prolific at the moment is the mushrooms. Just after the rain, all the mushrooms are blooming, and it's really, really. It's only a 2 kilometer walk, so it's very easy. And if you're doing things like me, like barefoot walks, it's a lovely route to walk barefoot as well. Just take some mozzie stuff because the mozzies are rife when it just after the rain.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Then if you go back on the Seven Passes, which will then take you over the Tow River Pass, and then we'll take you all along the routes there back into until you reach Wilderness Heights. And on the corner there at Wilderness Heights, you will also find a small little tea garden, which is the tea junction, they call it. It's just also got a nursery, a lovely little stop over there. If you're interested in, and it's a really nice setting there. I really enjoy the tea junction. Then you wind your way down the Seven Passes, and this is the last little piece before you get into George. And then you will get the Kaimans stop, and you'll also find the Silver River stop. The Silver River is actually a place where you can park your car, and you can actually walk down to the river. There's a little stair or a little walkway down there. Some people just go down there, hop on the stones of the river. It's really refreshing as well if you are doing a long drive and there's this place that you want to go cool down. It's quite nice to stop over there and just go put your feet in the river and then get back up. Then, of course, you're going to make your way towards George, which will take you past Sarsveld, the old Sarsveld, which is now the NMU. And on that, in there is also the Groenewede walk and hikes, and also the hike to the Pepsi Pool. So you just drive in there and ask for directions. They will actually tell you where to go to. And you can actually spend some time there in the Groenewede routes, or you can hike to the Pepsi Pools. And then, of course, you will take the road will eventually end up in George. And yeah, that will is a good 75 kilometers of beautiful mountain foot settings. All the whole route is actually built on the path of elephants, which because elephants have the perfect equilibrium. And it's just a really lovely day out. So that's one of the passes that I always suggest for people to actually do in a day. And don't rush it. You know, take it easy. Enjoy the scenic routes. There's a few places to stop where you can take some photographs. Maybe veer off the road a little bit into another little sections. But that's definitely one of the passes that you should visit when you're in the Garden Route area.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's my little... That's my little thing for today.
Thanks, Rose. Just before I let you go, thanks for taking us down the seven passes today. I want to ask you, do you get a lot of ghost hunters out in the Gootveld area? Because apparently it's quite haunted.
I know that there's a ghost at the...
is it Gootveld? Somewhere there.
Gootveld. Yeah, Gootveld. I could imagine people would... probably talk about ghosts, but I've never heard of ghost stories. It should be interesting to find out a few ghost stories in the area. I know there's a ghost story of Montague Pass, but I'll share that on a next occasion.
I think next week we'll talk about the ghosts, because I know in Gootveld, somewhere in Gootveld, somebody was staying and they didn't even last the night because of all the activity in the area there. Oh, we'll talk about that next time. Interesting.
I think that's the hotel. I'll talk to be because I know about that ghost. It was
I can't wait. It's my kind of thing. Let's talk about it next week. Cool. Rose, thank you so much. As always, good to have you back. And then next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, we'll chat again for Travel Tuesday.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
In the meantime, have a good one. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye.